not like Farsight, who are using the Force to cast illusion. If you flow with the Force, then so can your words and thoughts. But your brother...
He shrugs as they continue walking. He's... Lannery begins, but Dale looks at her. She coughs, pretending to have swallowed some dust. Then she tries to speak without words. Her mother had taught her the basics. Sometimes her father touched her mind when it was late and they were tired, giving her a bedtime tale. Now was Lannery's chance to use those lessons. "He's slow with the Force," she says, and she knows that Master Turkay hears. "But he wants to learn."
"No,"
Turkay says.
"I sense no eagerness in him, only resistance. No delight, only suspicion."
"He'll do his best." They reach the edge of the cavern, where a large opening in one wall leads to small, busier tunnels. Six armed droids amble back and forth offering drinks. Taller droids provide physical care to a group of people who are dressed in grubby clothing, their skins sun-reddened, faces drawn, and eyes haunted. They don't stop talking, as if it's a novelty. Lannery suspects these are journeyer students having just finished another surface lesson.
"If he will do his best, then so will I,"
Turkay says, but Lannery already hears his doubt. It seems to echo her own. Master Turkay speaks then, including them both.
"The main climb to the surface. There are elevators and rising tubes, but I like my students to walk. Physical exercise."
He thumps his chest and laughs.
"Good for the lungs, the heart."
And he strokes his forehead.
"The health of the body feeds the health of the mind."
They start climbing the naturally formed stairway. Lannery counts more than 1,000 steps. Their first evening, as the sun blazes red across the western desert and the sands come alive with scorpions and serpents and other shadowy things, Lannery forces an illusion before Master Turkay. A shire with graceful veined wings and a single horn protruding from its head dances in the sand, beating its hooves against shadows that do not notice, snorting, and she hears every beat and breath. Turkay smiles at the solocorn that prances before him, and he nods once at Lannery.
"Good work," he speaks silently. "But you'll find that making an illusion of reality that much harder. You know the solocorn is a creature of myth, rich in your mind, and so an illusion is easy to form. Try something more mundane. A rock, a fruit, a shoe. Not so easy."
Lannery lets the illusion flitter away in the dusk and does as Turkay suggests. She cannot do it.
"Your lessons have only just begun,"
Turkay says. He turns away from her and sits close to Dale, holding the boy's hands in his own, touching his cheeks and his temples, and then the master closes his eyes, and Dale's own eyes grow wide. "He hears him," Lannery thinks, delighted. "He feels the Force and hears with it." But her excitement is short-lived. Dale stands and kicks at the sand, sending it spraying into Master Turkay's face. He reacts like he has been invaded or touched by something disgusting. Then he turns and walks away into the twilight. Lannery wishes she could call her brother back. Their first dawn camped in the silent desert with Master Turkay is one of the strangest times of Lannery's life. Camping with Dale on their way here had been nothing like this. They were times of fear and worry, not wonder. Perhaps being so close to the temple, a natural nexus of the Force, drew life to that place. As the rising sun sets the eastern horizon aflame, the desert comes to life, and the silence seems more staggering than ever before. Night creatures have already gone to ground an hour before dawn, as if aware that sunlight will soon expose them. Shadows retreat, the coolness of the night is burned away, and shimmering heat haze dances across the sands. Desert birds take flight from wherever they sleep. A small species of shire, thinner than those elsewhere on Tython, with water humps on back and neck, moves in herds across a distant hillside. Lizards frolic and dance around rocky areas. Gliding pendles flap their mighty wings as they ride the dawn air currents. And she sees a giant mankle stalking in the distance, its vicious spines raised for the hunt. Yet this magnificent display of life and diversity exists in the desert's unnatural silence. The cries and calls, the flapping of wings, the growls and roars of the hunt, all unheard.
There, toward the hills. Look. Blink and you might miss it.
She was not even aware that Turkay had risen. His tent looks undisturbed, untouched. Yet as he speaks in her mind, she sees him hunkered down south of the camp, as motionless as the rock pile beside which he sits. She looks where he sat, and sees. There seems to be no wind lifting the sand, no disturbance in the ground that might raise such a thing. The sculpture looks about the size of a human, though distance can be deceptive. It seems fluid, moving and dancing as the billions of sand particles within constantly shift and flow. The shape is ambiguous. Dale should see this, Lannery thinks. Yet she knows she cannot wake him with a thought, and to move him might break this moment.
Reach,
Tyrkay says, and Lannery reaches. The force is alive within her, and she probes outward with her senses, feeling that distant sand sculpture is slightly warmer than the surrounding sand. Its smell is like something long buried exposed at last. And most amazingly of all, within its confines, the sand sings out loud. The sound is confused and seems to make no sense. There are no words there that Lannery knows. Yet she can sense something of unbridled freedom and passion in the noise. And for a few beats of her heart, she is filled with a blazing optimism that puts the sun to shame. Then the shape disintegrates, and with one more heartbeat it is returned to the desert. The sound has vanished. The movement has ceased. Lannery is left breathing hard with excitement, and as she glances across at Turkay, she catches his smile. What is that?
A mystery. You should wake your brother. Your training starts again now.
They spend the rest of that day and the two following training in the silent desert. Lannery is delighted with the talents she possesses and those she is introduced to, and thrilled at how adept she already seems. Turkay pushes her, tests, and she performs, pushing back with silent requests for harder tasks, more complex problems. Her relationship with the Force expands.